If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 8th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am doing amazing, Taryn. I'm so excited to be here today. Like, sometimes these Sunday updates, it's like, ugh, ho-hum, it's the worst day ever. But no, not today. Today's a great day.
Today's a great day. We have some things to update you on today. They played the veto.
Secrets were told.
Yes. It's a big day. It's a celebration day. Things worked out well for us here. Not much happening before the veto, apart from the fact that, I'm jumping ahead.
I mean, it's not like you're jumping ahead of much, though. I think we can jump ahead today.
But Phil, I do have to tell you, it was day 81 in the house.
Day 81. We will remember it as fondly as we remember day 44.
Yes. And we're going to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Jackson still HOH. Cliff and Tommy on the block. They are going to play the veto today. But before that, Tommy was talking with Jackson and Holly. They were reminiscing about their former allies, a.k.a. Holly was trash-talking Christy.
Classic. They love trash-talking Christy. Mm. They love talking about when people made fun of her face. They love it all.
Yeah. You were right, Tommy, to work with your other ally. Nick, he was a good guy. Sis, she was great. She was loyal. Jack, he messed up, but he was a good guy. Christy, though, you really messed up there, Tommy. I don't know why you were working with that one. That was a bad call, Tommy. She was a bad person. She was a sociopath. She was a liar, a terrible person. I don't know why you ever associated yourself with her, Tommy.
Well, and there's obviously no explanation for it, but he didn't have a choice, okay? He needs to reveal that he had no choice.
I need to tell you guys something. I knew her before the show. Oh!
Like, what? Oh my God.
What?
What?
No. What?
He's like, she dated my aunt. My aunt was her ex. So I didn't have a choice. I had to work with her. I'm so sorry.
Holly immediately was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And here I am I've been trash talking her for like an hour.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of great that, he decided to wait until Holly had been going off about her for quite a while.
So he's in tears like, oh, I need to tell you guys something. I you can't tell anyone, but I knew Christy before we came into the house. Holly apologized. The feed's cut. And they briefly come back and he's saying, and so I had to go with it because of who she was.
It's so annoying. Like, there, I can think of like a couple of reasons of what he's maybe thinking here of why he would do it, but they're just all bad. Like, is he trying to reinforce trust with Jackson and Holly? Because like, it's too late. It's day 81. Revealing that you've been keeping a secret from them this entire time is not going to reinforce trust. And then Is it like, oh, is he hoping they tell other people and it makes them mad and then he gets dragged to the end? But it's like, no, you're confirming that you have a locked up vote. So that makes you less desirable. So it just, I maybe that's where he's coming from, but they're just bad. It's just so bad.
Yeah. My perspective on this is that Tommy did not do this for strategic purposes. I think that Tommy genuinely has just, this has been building inside of Tommy for a long time, at least since day 44, that he has wanted to play this game without Chris. Him and Christy, they were dominating the game up until day 44. They were doing well together. She was his meat shield. He was running the game for him. He was able to sit back in a lovely little spot and everything was fine. But then on day 44, everything changed and she became a liability, I think, in his eyes. And I think that there was, and we talked about this at the time, a large part of him that when Christy was leaving over Sis was like, oh man, what a shame. Yeah. Oh man. And then when Christy was like, I did it, I flipped the votes, he was like, you did?
He's like, you did. Yes. I'm
great
obsessed
job
with you. Good work. But no, he did not.
So good.
Did not care for that. Yeah. And it's just, I guess that is really the only logical explanation, is that it was emotional and not logical at all. Because there's no valid strategic reason for this.
I agree. And so I think that has been building up inside of him for a long time. This idea that like, he kind of wanted to just break away and he kind of did feel like she was dragging his game down a bit. And so when they're talking about like, Tommy, you know, you're basically you're going home this week. And the reason why is your attachment to Christy, that was your big mistake in the game. He just can't take it anymore. It's just like, it's not my fault. I had to work with her. I had no choice.
And yeah, and it's also just like that it happened before Vito too, is just like, there's Tommy, come on.
Yeah. So he tells them the feeds are down most of the time that he's talking with them, which is frustrating. But by the time they come back, he's done with the conversation and he seems 1,000 times lighter.
A weight has been lifted off of his shoulders. He can kind of be himself again. Like, I feel like he has progressively had more of a weight on him as the season has progressed. Like, and especially after Thursday, like when he's sitting there for so long, just staring at the memory wall, looking so dejected, that's like rock bottom. And he, I guess, felt like he had to do something to kind of lift himself up. And it does seem to work for him emotionally. But again, I can't endorse this decision. And then afterwards, Holly's talking to Jackson like, oh, did anyone else know each other? Do Nick and Nicole know each other? And I'm like, why were you not thinking about this on day 44? I'm so mad.
I mean,
or even from day one, when you know someone, like, the fact that like being in the pair is such an advantage, but also it should make you think, oh, does anyone else have this advantage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jackson goes, well, I did know Kat coming in. We met in Dallas and, you know, we had hung out and we came into the house. You're going to work together. You know, it's Holly's like, no.
She's like, what?
No.
What?
Don't. No. No, that's not true. And everyone online was like, oh my God, another one. Okay. Yeah. Great job casting.
Like, enough is enough.
And then Jackson's just, no, it's not true.
And Holly's like, oh my God, you're such a good liar. Oh my God.
I mean, he managed to convince a decent portion of the live feed viewers as well, which, come on guys, he's done this like a few times now.
Yeah, I just don't know. And like, then this also, Holly and Jackson have kind of a conversation in the morning, kind of before and after the Tommy reveal of like, well, when you like Jackson being like, well, when you snap at me, people can't tell if you're kidding or not. And so that's why it's really not okay. And then he's like, I'm not sensitive at all. In the real world, I wouldn't react like this, but I'm worried about your reputation because I know you're worried about coming across as bitchy. And it's like, okay. And then at one point he's like, in the real world, I'll snap back. And Holly's like, but you do snap back in the house. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this is you not snapping back?
Oh, Jackson? Boy.
Really? That's what you want to admit here? At one point yesterday, he also said he really wants to watch the season back with his mom so he can explain himself. And I'm like, you should not be watching the season with your mom.
Maybe he should be.
Well, he should. The thing is like,
for the other reason, for the other way around,
if I thought that he would actually learn from it, I'd be like, yes. But I truly feel that if he's watching this back, he's gonna be like, yeah, it's totally in the right. She called me and it wasn't okay. And she needed to know it wasn't okay. And it's not cool. I was just worried about her reputation. Everything I do is for her. And it's like, okay, sure.
Okay.
Sure, bud.
Tommy is later going to talk with Jackson about how he's like, you know, yeah, I'm sure that when I head to the jury house, we're going to do a segment where we tell everyone about it. And I'll tell them that I've already told you, really, you know, playing up that that whole thing. But here it is. He tells Jackson and Holly the big secret of the season. I don't think production was pleased. I think that's why they cut the feeds and then immediately brought him into the diary room. I think they wanted this to be a bigger moment on the show.
Yeah, they definitely wanted the finale reveal of, and you know, at summer camp, you never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to know each other. Tommy, do you have anything to say? And then Tommy would be like, oh my God, I was so shocked.
You just know that somewhere out there, there is an editor that that had like 90% of the montage finished. They were like, oh, man, this is so good. I'm so excited. He what? No, but my montage, I was already ready with it. There was going to be such a good finale montage about this. Now, what am I supposed to do?
Well, and I also feel like they're probably still going to try to have this moment, but it will have the air sucked out of it.
So then the feeds go down for the veto. And it's BB Comics.
BB Comics. It's down for 4.5-ish hours, which is on the shorter side for BB Comics. And guys.
Feeds come back.
Nicole Geesling.
Feeds come back. You look, they're just standing around, they're in capes, and I'm just staring at them. Who has the necklace on?
Where is it?
Who has the necklace? I can't, oh no, I can't see Tommy. I don't see the necklace on anybody, and I can't see Tommy. Oh no. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What is that on, what is that on Nicole's neck? What is, like, that looks like a thing to me. Yes! Yes! Nicole wins!
She did it.
She did it.
And the other thing, too, is shortly before the veto, Nicole's talking to the camera and she's like, it's BB Comics. I know I'm going to win BB Comics. I can see it. I can see that I'm winning. She has her strategy all lined up of she's going to get the order first and then get the differences. She knows exactly what she's doing. She comes into it with a plan and she executed that plan and won by about 4 minutes.
Yes. What happened was here that Nicole was the one that killed Christy and she took her powers. She's now queen of manifesting things.
She, like, literally her mind is so powerful. But the thing is that she didn't go, I see myself winning it because I'm going to win it. She said, I see myself winning it because I have this plan and strategy in place and I'm going to execute it perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, she did that. I'm so happy.
So she celebrates. She goes into the RV room. She's just like, yes. She's very, very happy. Yeah, she does a little. And then Cliff comes in and they celebrate together. Hey, we should go to the storage room and dance.
Cliff's like, do you want to go to the storage room and dance?
I'm like, yes. And then they both.
Yeah. And Nicole, like, right away is like, you're coming off the block. We're both making it to Final Four. Cliff's like, we can talk later. And she's like, no, I'm using it. You're coming off.
Yes. We did it for Ovi. Fellowship of the Zing. They're very happy. They did it. They're in the Final Four. They did talk about Nicole won with about 10 minutes as her time. Tommy was in second place with 14 minutes. So there you go.
It could have been such a bad week. But such a good week. This is so exciting.
Yes. So in the meantime, Jackson and Holly go upstairs, and Holly is slowly coming to the realization that, wait a minute, Nicole has the veto. She uses it on Cliff. I'm going to go on the block?
Except Jackson had to spell it out for her. Like, Jackson's like, you know, I'm really worried they're going to pull in Tommy. They're going to make a deal. Holly's like, no, I just hope they're not going to use it. And then Jackson's like, no, but like, if they use it, you'll go up. And if they make a deal with Tommy, they could vote you out. And Holly's like, oh my God, I never even realized that this was a possibility. Like, I wasn't even, like, before the veto, she's like, oh, I don't think I need to win this. Like,
yeah, Holly says, I didn't even want to win that veto.
And Jackson's
now I'm
going to
go on the block?
Jackson's like, what? It's Final Five. What are you saying? You didn't want to win that veto?
Yeah, Jackson's like, what are you talking about? You didn't want to win that veto. We were supposed to be trying to win that veto.
She's like, I didn't think this was a possibility. I didn't even know this could happen. She then spends a lot of the day complaining about how her brain isn't very good, and she's had a lot of head injuries, which is actually like super sad. But
well, she's like, it's not fair because it's just my brain wasn't working. And if my brain was working, I would have won that competition, but it wasn't because of all the things.
Yeah. She's like, I've had so many head injuries. Once I had to get sent home from school because I kept asking where my mom was and I couldn't remember. She was in Connecticut. I don't remember her other examples. Maybe my brain's not working so well, but, this is the first we're hearing of this, right? Like, I don't remember hearing about these various head injuries.
Yeah. I mean,
like, it is possible. Like, you can mess yourself up with horseback riding and stuff, depending, like, with falls and whatever. But, like, normally you should have a helmet on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still damage things with a helmet on, but.
I mean, it's very telling that, wait, I could go up and go home this week, but that's not fair. I could have won this if not for X.
it's not fair because of my brain. My brain's not good. I'm not good in the brain.
Yeah. That, whoa. And she's freaking out. She is, Tommy really handled like his entire game crashing before his eyes pretty well, given all the circumstances. Holly, though, really freaking out at the idea of touching the block and the possibility of going home. This is her first time going on the block, and she's really, really concerned about it. Jackson then was running through scenarios like, yeah, I mean, Cliff and Nicole, if I'm them, I'm thinking make a deal with Tommy. Can probably just vote you out, and then they just have to compete against me the next week. So, yeah, I don't know. This could be bad. I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm not trying to freak you out or anything. I'm just trying to run through the scenarios here. You're freaking me out, Jackson. I'm freaking out. Should we try? We need to convince Nicole not to use it. That's what we need to do. Can we convince her not to use it? Jackson's like, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, she has no reason not to use it. I mean, if we try, it'll just make us look sketchier because the only reason for her not to use it is if we want to take out Cliff or because we don't trust her. So if we try to make her not use it, then it's going to make it seem like we don't trust her. And then that's even worse.
Yeah, and it's the thing, too, where if Holly decides to push too hard on the don't use the veto plan, I think it will backfire similarly to Christy and Tommy last week.
Yeah.
Trying way too hard to save Jazz.
I was pleased to see Jackson recognize that. Like, Jackson really came off strategically well in this conversation. Well,
because I think it's because there's not that many actual good options here. Like, it's like, congratulations, there's the smart choice. And he figured it out. The other thing, too, is in the chat they are mentioning, I totally forgot Holly talking about the car accidents she's been in. So it is, I guess, valid that she possibly does have some brain injuries. It's just weird that this is the first time she's talking about her brain.
I'm not saying
working.
She doesn't have brain injuries. I'm saying that it's convenient that this is the first time that she's brought them up as an excuse in the game.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was trying to say, too. But I guess it maybe wasn't coming through. So I just wanted to clarify that in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks. Like, to be in car accidents and have, like, brain injuries.
Yes,
car
accidents
horrible.
Are bad.
Like, that's bad. We're not pro car accident. No. We're that sucks. Weird that this is the first time when there's been other memory competitions that she's done poorly in. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So that's why she's talking to Jackson about that she's very worried. She's very worried. And in the meantime, Cliff and Nicole are still celebrating.
They're so excited. It's honestly so adorable for them to be just so happy. Like, they didn't think that they were going to both make Final Four, and they did. And Nicole says, you know, after the double eviction, she won HOH, Cliff won the veto, and they have the power back, and they are going to make the decisions. And this is the perfect time to get the power back. So good for them.
Cliff talks to the cameras briefly. He talks about how happy and proud he is for and of Nicole. He says that she's making things a little more difficult for him, though, because he loves her. He would love to see her win the game, but he also wants to win the game. And she's making things a little hard by winning all these competitions.
Which, a cute moment, maybe a little too forthright, but
he says that to the cameras, not to her. I think he's right. I think that, like, Cliff pretty much can only be in the end with Nicole, or at least that's what it has seemed like for a while. And for a while, it felt like, Cliff would easily beat Nicole, but
yeah, no, not so much now, with Nicole winning that double eviction and taking the big swing and then winning the veto here to save Cliff. It really makes it look more like she's dragging him to the end and gives her a much better speech that she can give. And you know what? I could see Nicole on finale night sneakily being like, and you know, he was voted out once.
Yeah. And again, like, I think that Cliff needs to be taken to the final two by Nicole in order to get there, which means Nicole is going to win yet another one, which would be her at least third in four weeks. They both likely have to win the veto next week. So if she wins that one, then she'll have won four in a row. And it'll really look like she dragged Cliff all the way down to the end. And I think she'll get a lot of credit for that. So Cliff is right. Like, things are looking great. Great for them as a pair, but less great for him as an individual to win the game.
Yeah, and especially like next week, if Nicole wins the veto and sends Jackson home, that's massive. Like, that, then she took out Christy and Jackson. That will read very, very well.
Yeah. So Nicole and Cliff do talk a little bit about, Nicole wonders, okay, so I'm going to use the veto on you. That means Holly's going on the block. I mean, should we?
Like, do we take this swing? Do we pull the trigger?
Do
we stay loyal? Like,
and there's a power couple. One of us on the block. We talked about having one from each in the final four. I mean, what do you think, Cliff? And Cliff says, I hear what you're saying, but if you look at them individually, you got Holly, you got Tommy. Tommy is just so much more threatening as a competitor. It's going to be a lot harder to beat. I feel like we can both easily beat Holly, right? So I feel like we should keep Holly. I mean, I feel like that's the move here. And Nicole's like, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I agree. We should keep Holly. That's what they decide on.
But then?
No, that's what they decide on, Kirsten. We're going in chronological order.
The constraints of time are so hard, okay?
You gotta tell the story.
I feel like we are telling the story.
You got to tell the story. You got to tell the story. It's a lovely story.
It really is a great story.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So they decide, you know, Cliff really feels like it's the best move to get rid of Tommy. Tommy is just too threatening, too good. They're very scared of Tommy in the face morph, which they feel is coming up, that he knows his days, and Holly has been in car accidents. So not
good in the brain.
So that's how they're feeling. So like with Jackson unable to compete, it does feel like it will be pretty easy to beat Holly in the Final Four HOH. And then all they have to do is beat Jackson in the Final Four Veto, and they're golden. I'm wondering if there's also a part of Cliff that is considering, well, Nicole's becoming harder and harder to beat. Maybe I want Holly there in the final three just in case.
Yeah, exactly. Holly seems a lot more appealing as someone to pull to the end here. And I feel like you were talking about this just a day or two ago of how much a lock Holly was for the final three. But Nicole Anthony said no.
Yeah.
Not today.
That's the thing. Holly should be a lock for the final three, but man, they have not been doing great.
They used up all their competition wins earlier in the season. Remember when Christy said, no, they've already won. They won't win anymore. She was just early.
Yeah. So then Holly and Jackson join Cliff and Nicole, and they did it. They're the final four. Let's
go.
My God,
our alliance.
Someone in this room is winning $500,000. All right. Nicole said, yeah, I am going to use the veto in Holly, though. You are going up. Oh, that's fine. We trust you guys. We definitely weren't freaking out about that earlier.
It's like, we shook hands. We have an unnamed alliance. We're making it. It's yay. We did it.
Meanwhile, Nicole is thinking, did we shake hands, though? I feel like there was a whole argument on the LFC roundtable about this a few weeks ago.
I feel like Cliff shook some hands. Nicole didn't shake anyone's hand.
Mm. So Nicole goes to Tommy. She says, Tommy, I meant what I said earlier in the week. I don't think you're dead yet. I want you to campaign. And he says, I do. I think I have a strong campaign.
Like, tell me why your Tommy impression looks like Tiny Tim. You're like, God bless us, everyone.
She says she would like to see Tommy make it further in the game. And he's like, really? I would like to make it further in the game, Nicole. I think we can do it. I will be with you at Final Four. Of course, I will take out Jackson. I'm with you.
I'm sorry.
Nicole says, that's what I want. That's what I want. I need you to pitch to Tommy. If we're on the same page, I think we can both. I need you to pitch to Cliff. If we're on the same page, I think we can both pitch to Cliff. We can get Cliff on board. I think we can make this happen. And Tommy is literally like a lost puppy that was just spared the, I don't know, bad puppy place.
He's like a puppy that was kicked, and now Nicole has rescued him.
He's a puppy that's been owned he's a puppy that Jackson has been the owner of this puppy for a long time. And Nicole just came along and said, oh, you poor thing, come with me. And that's the result. Oh, yes. A much better owner.
It's like, you know, he's still going to be nervous and shy. A rescue dog is a big responsibility, but I think Nicole is up to the task.
Tommy's like, I would love this. I'm obsessed with this right now. He doesn't actually say he's obsessed with it. He's lost his obsession ability.
Well, he gave that away, I guess, when he gave away the secret. And that's, tell me why he gave the enemy the greatest tool to campaign against him.
Yeah, I don't know. But they are keeping it a secret for now. Jackson and Holly did not reveal to Cliff and Nicole Tommy's secret. However, it's a long week of campaigning ahead, and Nicole just made it clear that she is very interested in keeping Tommy, getting rid of Holly, and so there's going to be, I imagine, some gameplay back and forth here, and some secrets revealed.
Absolutely more secrets revealed. Last night, super late, Nicole was having some camera talk.
That's later.
About it. Are we not there? Why are we? What else happened? They were talking about the people they know back home.
Nicole talked to Cliff about this idea.
Come on. Does it matter?
Nicole went to Cliff and she says, hey, I talked to Tommy and I think he's on board to work with us to take out Jackson next week. And here's the thing. I think there's a good chance that if Jackson and Holly, they would have turned on us this week. I got a weird vibe at BB Comics. I was not okay. I think this is the right move. Cliff is like, oh yeah, but just Tommy is such a better competitor. I really feel like it's easy to beat Holly. And Nicole's like, yeah, we can think about it. Like there's a lot of time for us to think about it. Cliff agrees. And he said, you know what? You won the veto. If this is what you want to do, we can do it. But we have a lot of time to think. He said, you know, all season long, I've been saying I want to try to honor agreements until the end when you got to do what you got to do. So maybe it's time to get a little devious.
Well, I feel like Cliff has said maybe it's time to get a little devious several times and then is like, you know what? Maybe not.
Has he though? Because I'm pretty sure he's right. He's always pretty much said like when the time comes.
Well, yeah, no, but he's always like when the time comes. With the implications like maybe now's the time, and I keep being like, is it the time? And then Cliff's like, no, it's not the time. And I'm like, I know that you're right that it's not the time, but I want it to be the time so badly.
The crazy thing about Cliff's game is that it's literally exactly what he laid out at the start of before the season even started, that he wanted to go in, play up to the big alliances, get them to turn on each other, hope that they turn on each other, then weasel his way through, make deals, honor deals, and then at the end of the game, betray people when he needs to, and hopefully win.
And I'm trying to think when the last time something someone said preseason was so dead on to what actually happened. It's Ian Terry.
See, people say Ian Terry, but I really disagree with that one.
He literally outlined exactly what
happened. It was very much different. Like, if you actually look at it, like, it's very, very different from how the game actually played out.
Yes, he had more agency in what he said preseason, but it still happened pretty much identically to what he said. And you know what? I'm going to give it to him.
That's one of my Big Brother pet peeves, to be honest. This idea that Ian Terry laid out the map. It was really not the case.
The thing is he laid out the map, maybe didn't follow the map, but he still got to the destination, and that is what matters. So
that's what they're still discussing the pros and cons here. Doom Tribe is right. It was Big Brother 19 Paul. He talked about his entire game right at the start of the season. It wasn't preseason, but it was like a good week or two in.
Well, so there's also some people saying BB Can 7 Adam, which is also
yeah, but he didn't win, did he? Neither did Paul. But he didn't get to the end.
Yeah, but it's close. I mean, both of them gave their plan and then executed the plan. It just didn't work out for them.
Yeah. All right. So so they're talking about this. They go back and forth. You know, Tommy's a better competitor, but maybe they'd have better odds with Tommy in the game working against Jackson. But what happens if they can't trust Tommy? If he just sides with Jackson, then they're competing against two better competitors. That would suck. It's a bit of a back and forth. They have plenty of time to think about it. Maybe it's time to get a little bit devious. Nicole then talks to the cameras late into the night. She runs through all of the scenarios and just the way I see it, I'm basically HOH this week. I'm controlling the nominations with the veto, and me and Cliff are controlling the votes. And so, can we waste this opportunity? We took out one pair in the double eviction. can we waste this opportunity to not to take out the other pair in Jackson Holly, leaving me and Cliff as the last pair standing? I don't know.
Yeah, and she kind of goes through the scenarios of, you know, well, I think we will do better against Holly in the competitions, but if I end up on the block against Holly, I'm more likely to go home. I think if I'm against Tommy, I might go home, but if I'm against Holly, I will go home. Like, what's the right move for me? And then she like gets back out of bed to be like, I'm keeping Tommy.
Yeah, she's like, because basically, like, at the final four, if I'm on the block against Tommy and Jackson has the veto, there's at least a chance he evicts Tommy over me. And if I'm on the block against Jackson and Tommy has the veto, there's a good chance that he evicts Jackson over me. Whereas if it were me and Holly on the block, then Jackson would definitely evict me. And if it were me and Jackson on the block, Holly would definitely evict me. So, you know, the odds of staying via like social and strategic maneuvering are better. The odds of staying via winning competitions are worse because Tommy is more likely to beat you than Holly is, or the than Holly is. So it is a bit of a back and forth. And she also, technically, I never shook on that deal. They asked me to, and I acted all wishy-washy and didn't do it. So.
But also, like, I feel like it would look better for her if she was like, yes, I made this deal and I'm breaking it because it is strategic and it is the right move for me, rather than being like, hey, but there wasn't really a deal because I didn't shake on it, you know? I feel like that makes her look worse than just being like, yeah, but I had to make this move.
I disagree. I think that if she says, yeah, you offered me that deal and I intentionally weaseled my way out of it in preparation for this moment. Like, that's how long I've been planning behind the scenes, like ready for this moment. You know what I mean? Like, it makes it seem a lot more intentional.
It needs to be explained exactly right, or it comes across as way too cute. Like, it has to be done perfectly. That's all. I have faith in her to say it properly, but like, it needs to be said exactly right.
Yeah. Because again, I feel like the one thing Nicole has it going against her is that she has seemed really wishy-washy and emotional throughout most of the game. And I think that by saying, yeah, I used that in order to get out of actually shaking on a deal with you and agreeing to this, in order, because I knew that I would need to betray you at some point. I think that really goes a long way, not only in this, in like propping her up as somebody that was strategic, but also in explaining away some of the wishy-washiness and emotional outbursts. And you know, I think it makes it seem like this wasn't just like, oh man, I did agree to that, but now I hadn't thought of ahead, and now I'm just again feeling like I'm scared and I need to do this and so on and so forth.
I don't think that's how it would come across. I think it would come across as, it's the final five and you can go back on agreements in Big Brother, and I did what I had to do.
To Jackson and Holly though, I feel like They've been preaching all season long, if you make a deal with us and go back on it, then you're dead to us.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's not so clear cut, but
especially in comparison to Cliff, because it's like Cliff did shake on the deal and he's also going to have to go back on the deal. Right. So like, I really feel like it makes Nicole look a lot smarter than Cliff, that she was able to get the same results without having to shake on it and without having to go back on a shake. Whereas Cliff will have to do that. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't own the fact that she's betraying them. Like, yeah, I definitely led you on. I'm definitely betraying you in this moment and I'm doing what I have to do. But I don't think she even necessarily has to bring it up herself. Like, oh, technically I didn't shake your hand or anything like that. But I do think that Holly will remember that moment and be like, ah. And I think she'll blame, like, ah, we should have known. I brought it up. I said, ah, are we worried that she didn't shake our hands? We should have known. She was planning it all along. Like, she knew what she was doing. I think that's how it'll come off.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is Cliff already had a deal with them from earlier in the season, so he could get away Southerners. With not saying, yeah. Yeah, the Southerners Alliance with Wyoming, a classically Southern state.
So she brings that up. She talks about how she feels like She feels like she has to do it. She has to do it. She can't leave Holly in this game. She really wants to make this happen. She thinks Cliff sees it too. She thinks she can convince Cliff to do it. So that's where we end the night. Nicole wants to take this shot at Holly, and what a live show that will give us if we get Holly leaving on Jackson's HOH, heading into a final four of Cliff, Nicole, Tommy, and Jackson, which is an insane final four. Like, we thought we had a good final three last year. We certainly had a good final four, but like, this final four is pretty solid here.
Are you already getting stressed out about doing the long form podcast on the final three?
No, I'm excited.
They're going to be so long.
I'm excited. We just don't have to. There's no boring one here. I mean, even last year, like, Casey played a pretty good game, but like, there wasn't a lot to talk about. But if Holly leaves, there's nobody that has played Nicole has played the most passive game of any of them left after Holly leaves. And she's now clearly doing a lot. And there's a lot to talk about early in the season. There's certainly a lot to talk about now. I've said it for a while. I felt like Nicole is very different from other passive players in the sense that she's actively playing this game, knowing the position that she's in and willing to make moves when she finally can win power. And now that she is in power, she is talking about pulling off one of the biggest betrayals of the season. And I'm loving it.
Yeah, Nicole is intentional and it's great.
Yes. That of course leads to the discussion of, is this the right move to evict Holly over Tommy? And my honest answer is, I don't know.
The thing is I think that there's marginal benefits to both of them. But Holly and Jackson are a tight pair going into Final Four. And if either of them win the veto, they will save their showmance partner. And so I do think they have to split up the showmance at this point. Like, if you're at the Final Four with a full showmance and you don't split them up, I do think that that is a mistake, even though there could be marginal benefits to Holly still being in the game, specifically for Cliff, probably more so than Nicole. You have to split them up at this point, in my opinion.
It's
tough. Like, it's not like, oh, there's so many benefits to keeping Tommy and so few to keeping Holly. It is really close. But again, it just comes down to, like, at a close pair, it's like, who said that they wanted to break up the unbreakable bonds in Big Brother? I feel like that's like, I don't remember who said that, but you have to at this point.
Well, it's tough because evicting Holly could theoretically give you better odds in the final four of beating Jackson and surviving. That if you can trust Tommy 100% that he is on your side at the final four, then it becomes 3-1 in the veto competition. Your odds improve pretty considerably. And if any of those three, Tommy, Cliff, or Nicole, win, then they will make the final three together. And that's great for them. They've survived the final four. That's better odds than if Holly is in the game and it's 2v2 and they have a 50% chance of winning that final four veto, theoretically. And if they win at that point, then they make final three. But if they don't win and Jackson or Holly win, then they're out and only one of them makes final three. So it theoretically gives them better odds if they can trust Tommy. So let's assume that they can. It gives them better odds in the final three, in the final four, but it gives them worse odds in the final three. And again, even if they can trust Tommy, they survive final four. Jackson leaves into the final three. Tommy is basically a lock for part three of the final three HOH, where he sits and competes against probably Nicole. And Tommy's much harder to beat than Holly would be in that part three. And Tommy has a really, really great chance of winning the jury, Christie connection or not. So especially if Cliff and Nicole betray Jackson and Holly for Tommy. Now Tommy is absolutely going to get their votes over Cliff and Nicole, and plenty of other votes as well. So if Tommy wins part three, he wins the game and he has a great chance of winning part three. So it might
I'm not so sure though that Tommy has such a great chance of winning part three. Like, I just can't stop thinking about that. He's won some mental competitions and he knows his days, but it seems like when the pressure is the highest for himself, he can't do it. Like, we say that all the time
that we said that about Paris. We said that about Nicole. And then, like, look what happens, right?
Yeah. But I think Nicole is a better shot than him.
I've been saying that Nicole knows the days better than anybody in the house, but that doesn't mean that she's a lock to win that. I think she's much, much more a lock to win it against Holly than against Tommy.
Yeah, but I don't think it's as big of a gap between Holly and Tommy. I don't know. I could be super wrong.
I think it's
wrong.
A massive gap. I mean, Holly got zero questions right in the HOH. She did terribly in BB Comics. Tommy came in second in BB Comics. He came in second to Nicole in the puzzle competition. He's won a few other things. Like, I think Tommy is considerably better than Holly, especially at questions like that.
Yeah, I just can't stop thinking about the what the bleep veto when he just, like, totally crumbled.
Yeah,
I can't stop thinking about it.
What the bleep is pretty crapshooty, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, when the pressure's high, he's not performing, and maybe he'll flip it around and have a miraculous comeback story. But he's good, but I don't think he's that good.
I mean, Nicole also cracked under the pressure in What the Bleep. She thought that Bella said pluck everyone off one by one.
Yeah, but she didn't need to win that one, so it was okay.
Don't forget that, like, he did come in second to Nicole in the HOH, so it's not like the pressure crumbled him in that spot.
Cliff would have come in second and been faster if he hadn't thrown it the minute he saw that Nicole was about to win.
Well, maybe.
No, that was so obvious. He literally pulled a piece out.
I know he threw it. I'm saying maybe he would have gotten second if he hadn't.
I think Tommy was a clear
third. He was very close behind.
Yeah, he was right there. He slowed down. Like, he was going so fast in that
one. But what I'm saying is that Tommy was very close behind Nicole in the puzzle competition. Like, Tommy is still very, whereas Holly was nowhere to be found, right? Like, Holly has been performing poorly in competitions all season long, except for Poison Ivy and the crapshoot one that she won.
Yes. And I'm not saying that Tommy's not a bigger threat than Holly. I'm just saying, I don't think he's as big of a threat as what's happening right now. That's all. Like, he's still a big threat, again, and it's still a risk, but I just don't think he's got quite that risk level. That's all.
Right. Well, but the point being that Tommy is a bigger threat in the final three, not only in the sense that he can beat Nicole in part three, but also in the sense that he can win the jury vote, whereas I don't think Holly could. So not only is he more likely to beat Nicole or whoever in the final three HOH, but he is also much more likely to beat whoever he takes in the final two. Again, the point is that at final three, if they can trust Tommy, they have better odds to beat Jackson and make it to the final three. But then at the final three, they have considerably worse odds because they have to not only beat Tommy in the final part three, in the final three HOH. And if they don't, then they have to compete against him in the final two with the jury vote, which is much more difficult. Whereas in the final four, they have worse odds if they keep Holly because it's 2v2. But Holly isn't the best competitor in the world. You probably have a little bit better odds against her of winning the final four veto anyway with Holly there. And if they do survive the final four by winning that veto and take Jackson out, now they're in the final three with Holly. And that's a much better final three for them because Holly is, I think, much easier to beat, not only in the competition, but even if she somehow manages to squeeze out a win in the final three, I think she has a much, much harder time beating them in the jury vote. And so whoever she decides to take is probably going to win the game. So it's kind of like Do you want to take the slightly safer path next week with a more difficult path in Final Three? Or do you want to take a slightly more difficult path next week and have a much easier path in the Final Three? And I think it's not, it's just not clear. And then you also have to add in the factor of, can you trust Tommy? Because, you know, you're betraying a deal in order to take Tommy with you. So, I mean, if I'm Tommy, I have no loyalty to any deals that I make with somebody who just betrayed a deal to work with me. And if I'm Tommy, I'm definitely going to consider the idea that maybe I should team up with Jackson at the Final Four in order to survive to the Final Three and maybe take out Nicole at Final Four. Because if I take out Nicole as Tommy and I make a deal with Jackson, I think that Jackson is, if he has to decide between Cliff and Tommy, we've already heard from Jackson that he thinks he can beat Tommy more than he can beat Cliff. And so I think Jackson, not only because he makes a deal with Tommy, but also because that's just how he feels, would take Tommy in the Final Three. And then, you know, Cliff probably won't be able to win. And Tommy probably has a great chance of beating Jackson in the Part Three of the Final Three anyway. And so then Tommy just needs to worry about the jury, which I feel like he's, again, got a pretty decent hold on. So it might be in Tommy's best interest to actually betray the deal if he makes one. So that's something else that you have to be concerned about. But again, there's just so many factors. It's such a coin flip either way. I think it's so hard to make this decision. And a lot of it depends on my read on Tommy, if I'm Nicole and Cliff, and I'm trying to figure out if we really feel like he will stick to this deal. Beyond that, it's just a matter of like, what is your risk tolerance and where do we want to, place our bets here?
See, and my perspective here is at this point, they need to win anyways. It doesn't matter who's going to be true to them. They need to think who's going to be true to Jackson. And Holly is 100% going to be true to Jackson, whereas Tommy, it's a risk. And so that's where I'm coming from. That's the main thing to me is it's, you have to break up the showmance at Final Four.
I understand that sentiment, but when you think about the details, like that's what the decision comes down to, right?
Yes, but I disagree on the details, and it doesn't matter because you're not ever going to agree on that.
Well, you disagree that Tommy is a better competitor.
No, he is a better competitor, but I don't think he's as much of a better competitor. That's all, and that's fine. Well,
even if he's not a better competitor, what about the idea that if you're considering Holly versus Tommy in the Final Three, Tommy is going to beat you in the Final Two, whereas Holly probably won't. What about that?
Yes, but to me, it's you have to get to the Final Two, and the path that makes them more likely to get to the Final Two is getting rid of Holly now.
Right.
It's,
and that's
like, you can't win if you're not there. And so even if Tommy's harder to beat in the Final Three, you still have to get there.
Right. And that's my point. It's that you have an easier path to the Final Three, but then at the Final Three, it's harder, or you have an easier path to the Final Three where the final, but then the, or sorry, or you have a more difficult path to the Final Three, and then the Final Three is easier.
Yeah. But again, getting there is what matters. So I think it makes more sense to go with the easy Final Four and the more difficult Final Three, because you're at the Final Three at least, and you have a shot. And I do think that Nicole and Cliff are better at the question part. I don't really see Cliff getting to the last part of the Final Three, which is too bad for him, but I see Nicole getting there, and I do see her winning because she knows the questions better.
I agree. And like I said, I think that there are arguments both ways. I am agreeing with you. I think that that is a way to see it. I think that there is also another way to see it. And my answer is, I don't know. I think that it could go either way. But even when you say like, it doesn't matter who you can trust, you just have to win. If you look at it from the perspective of you just have to win, then why not go with the person who is easier to beat? Right. So, I think it's a really tough call, and I don't really think there's a super correct answer here.
Yeah, it is close. We're not in like a big fight. People in the chat seem to be like, they're like, it's Taryn, it's Kirsten. No, it's making sense. Guys, calm down. It's fine. We're just talking about scenarios.
Right.
Like, it's okay, guys. It is. This is such a complicated and interesting endgame. And all that it really comes down to that I'm thinking is, wow, what a mistake to get rid of Annalise and Jess when they got rid of them. not for it got them where they're going, but it's just like, if you think about if they had different pieces on the board, it would be such an easier path for them, but such a less interesting game. That's all.
I very much disagree. I think this really solidifies the fact that Jess was the right move last week for Jackson and Holly, because it proves to me that Nicole and Cliff would have turned on Jackson and Holly in the double eviction if Christy had been gone, had left.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying, oh, they made it. I technically said they made a mistake. That's not what I meant. What I meant was, okay, just think about how different the path would be if those pieces were still at the end. That's all. Like, just think about how much less interesting this would be if they were still there. That's what I meant. It didn't come
I'm
out
I'm very
right.
pleased that they're
like,
gone.
I'm so glad they're gone. I'm so glad that there's no clear, oh, this is who you dragged to final two.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a really tough call. And like I said, I personally, I can see both sides of this 100%. You know, a lot of people are like, no, it's 100%. You have to keep Tommy. Or another people are, no, it's 100%. You have to keep Holly. I feel like this is one of those situations where you can really go either way. I mean, if you keep Tommy and then Tommy beats you in the final four veto and evicts you and Jackson was in last place, you look like an idiot.
Yeah, but again, you like, that's so results oriented.
No, I calm down. Let me finish. If you keep Holly and Holly beats you in the final four veto and evicts you, you look like an idiot, right? Like, there are plenty of ways this can go terribly wrong and plenty of ways this can go really right. And I don't think that there's a very clear cut answer as to which way is the right way. So that's all I'm saying.
Yes, it is. It's very interesting and exciting.
Yes. All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this very joyous of updates.
Yes. Again, it's a happy day. It's an exciting day.
Where Nicole has all of the power and could maybe at this point be our Big Brother 21 winner. We'll have to wait and see on that one. There's Matt Liguori was on the podcast a couple days ago saying that Nicole can't win any competition, and now he's like, oh boy, I was wrong about that. I feel
but he's
like,
happy to be wrong. It's not like
I'm saying, I feel like I want Matt Liguori to come back on the podcast and tell me that Nicole can't win the game.
Honestly, he needs to do it,
right?
He has to. Matt, where are you? Take a day off work.
All right. So that's what I want. That's what I want. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Should be an interesting day as we watch Nicole and Cliff continue to discuss this whole scenario here, what they're going to do. And then, of course, you know, you have to see what Tommy is thinking and what he's going to be pitching. Is he going to be convincing enough? You know, he was spending a lot of time with Jackson last night after he talked to Nicole. I don't love that if I'm Tommy, or if I'm Nicole and I'm thinking about keeping Tommy in order for him to go after Jackson. I don't want to see him having late night conversations with Jackson every night. So I want Tommy to get his head in the game a little more if he wants to stay here.
But I'm so nervous for when the truth comes out about Tommy and Christy.
That could be another factor that influences this decision for sure. Yeah. The fact that Jackson and Holly know and have not told Cliff and Nicole yet. You know, if they end up telling Tommy, if they end up telling Cliff and Nicole that hey, watch out. Tommy has a guaranteed vote in the jury. He's been playing people all this whole time. That could definitely sway them into keeping Holly, and vice versa. If Tommy comes clean first, controls the narrative, says that Jackson and Holly have not told you about this yet, that adds to the idea that they did have some kind of deal and were willing to betray them this week, which could help Tommy stay. So there's a lot that can still happen this week. Very exciting. This week was looking like it would probably be a pretty slow, boring one, but there's a lot of discussion yet to be had. So tune in for that. I will be with Rob tonight to recap tonight's episode of Big Brother 21. And then Of course, tomorrow night, we'll have the round table. That should be very fun. We'll update the stock watch, recap the week, and Thursday night we'll be live in New York to watch this whole thing play out. Personally, I'm hoping personally to see Holly go. I think that would be the most exciting thing. I think that would lead to the best Final Four, and it would be an exciting episode to watch live and cover live. So if you are going to be there, make sure you stop by and say hi. Very excited to do all of that. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We had a fun night last night partying when Nicole won the veto. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Kirsten, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @KirstenSaidWhat. And over on KowskiCast, that's Cal with a K, talking about Riverdale. We're going to start our season 2 coverage this week. So stay tuned.
There you go. All right. Thank you once again for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.